guys, what's going on? Welcome back to another ESL podcast, man. I'm your host, Arsenio, as usual, and today we're into part 8 of TOEFL idioms. So guys, just like last time, again, and I said that TOEFL idioms would probably do very, very well, and sure enough, it did. So I'm very excited about doing another episode of TOEFL idioms, because you know what? I know a lot of you just can't get enough of idioms. So I love this because a lot of these idioms you hear on a routine basis, and they're mainly just phrasal verbs, okay? So, how many phrasal verbs are there? Probably thousands upon thousands, okay? So, is it difficult to memorize all of them? Absolutely, because there are some that I don't even, of course, memorize. But you know what? It's all about practicing and learning the ones that you use on a routine basis rather than learning things that you're just never going to use on a routine basis. Do you guys understand what I'm saying? So, without further ado, let's get into these. Drop out is your first one. What does drop out mean? That means stop going to a school, stop going to a class, stop going to a club. So when I was in ninth grade, I had to make a decision. The students I had come to my specific high school with, okay, I remember their names, Chris, Mark, and a few others. You know what? When it hit freshman year, they were talking about skipping class. And I was like, you know what? These guys are going down the wrong road. Because I did believe that none of them were going to end up probably going past 10th grade because they were just going to drop out of school, meaning stop going to school. So what I ended up doing was I was in a band, a marching band, with a bunch of other people who they would label them as geeks. They were in the medical program, the aviation program, and of course they were completely different from the people who I was accustomed to being around in middle school. So I decided to say, you know what, I'm just going to create these friends over here and I'm going to get out of this little specific club. And guess what? Out of that group of possibly 8 to 10, about 90% of them had dropped out. Some of them still haven't gotten their GED to this day. So I'm very lucky and fortunate enough to say, you know what, I'm going to have to do what's right rather than go left and be accepted by a bunch of, I hate to say it, but losers that didn't want anything in life or didn't have anything going for themselves. And of course, this all comes back to parenting. So I did not drop out. Another example sentence of this would be, in general, the rate at which U.S. high school students has reached 43% in the past decade. And we're talking about dropping out. And so, oh my God, there are schools out there in California, the dropout rate's between 73% and 76%. And you know what? It's all about just an American-wide failure. You know what I mean? And you know what? It's happening all around the world too. Why is it that students have a tendency of dropping out of school? Yes, I know that school is completely different. We're learning the same bullshit that we've been learning for the last 200 years. But you know what? It's going to be very difficult for you to even get an entry-level job at a McDonald's if you do not have a simple GED or a simple high school diploma. Now, this is me speaking through experience of what I've seen with my own eyes. So, let's get into the next one. Every other, it means every second one. Every other week. So, you guys, a lot of my students, they have a tendency of saying, they say something. Instead of saying the week after next or in 2 weeks, they say something completely different. And so, for you to just use a phrasal verb and make it very easy, you could say every other week. Every other week, I get my hair cut. Right? Now, going into the next one, feel up to. That means being able to or being capable of. Having spent the entire day editing my paper, I don't feel up to discussing it right now. Meaning, I just don't really want to discuss it right now. I've been writing it up all damn day. So, let's get into the next one. Figure out. That means to understand. I love this! Because I say this a lot. And you know what? Another phrasal verb that I will throw in right now, because a lot of my students, they always hear me say this, and I'm so unconscious, like unconsciously aware of me saying this, and it's hold on. But I say it very quickly. I say, hold on, hold on, hold on. And they're like, what does that mean? And that means wait, right? So again, simple verb, wait, phrasal verb, hold on. All right, so Figure out means to understand. Hey, you know what? I'm trying to figure out this equation. Or, hey, I'm trying to figure out my life right now. Meaning they're trying to achieve understanding by reasoning. So, historians dedicate themselves to figuring sequence of events that led to a particular outcome. And the next one, it could be calculate or solve. So the income tax laws have become so complicated that it takes an accountant to figure out all the intricacies. I know it's a crazy, crazy sentence, but I just wanted to put it together for you guys. So let's do a few more. Fill out means to write or complete a form. That's easy. Find fault with. I don't usually say this on a regular basis, but you know what that means? To criticize. So there are a lot of people out there that like to find fault with just about everything, right? And I know you guys know those people. So I kind of just try to stay away from those people. So the next one, find out. This is another good one. It means to learn, to discover. Could you please find out the information? Or it can mean to inquire or to ask. I've tried to find out why Vicky has been so depressed lately, but she refuses to talk about it. Meaning, you know what? I've been asking. I've been trying to find out, but you know what? She refuses to tell me. For the time being, I love this one because I hear this so often. And you know what? This means for the time being, meaning temporarily, okay? For the time being, I'm going to be at my condo, writing down blogs before I go to the gym in about a few hours. Do you guys understand? So these are some good phrasal verbs, all right? Write them in sentences. Write them on my Instagram. Use them. Use them on my Facebook page. I want to see you use them at work, meaning in the works, meaning at the time of speaking or at the time of writing. And I'm waiting. So guys, with that being said, thank you so much for tuning in to another ESL podcast. Stay tuned for more. Plenty of more to come. Over and out.